So the barrier is that what I'm up against with this disease, with this ego, and with the bondage of self, is they're not in my conscious mind. They're in my subconscious mind, but my conscious mind pays the price for it. My conscious mind is dictated by these subconsciously motivated behaviors, and I don't even know. So again, how do I surrender to something that's below the level of my consciousness? And that's what the 12 steps are designed for. They're designed to elevate the level of subconscious to a conscious level by doing moral inventory, by self-searching, by developing awareness of how this disease functions. What are some of the similarities of it? What are some of the things are synonymous with everybody in alcoholism or addiction when they're in untreated disease? Because I'm up against something below the level of my consciousness, now I'm entering into a possibility of going, oh, no wonder I don't know about it. And that's why I always look up and go, why did I just do that? Why did I go that way when I knew I should have went that way? Why didn't I listen to myself? Why am I doing this again? How could this have happened again? How did a relationship end up in a violent, emotional, destructive, tumultuous ending again? How come they found out that I'm a wormhole and now they're leaving me again? And vice versa. If it isn't me a wormhole, then they're the wormhole. How come I have a total inability to form a true partnership with another human being? Because something's driving me that I'm not conscious of, and that's what we just read. So this tells me I'm an emotionally conflicted human being. Now it's starting to make sense why I behave the way I behave in sobriety. Because I'm in emotional conflict all the time. And that the emotional conflict exists below the level of consciousness. Something happened long ago that created a violent emotional twist and changed and discolored and patterned my life forever, running my life today, and I'm completely unaware of it. That's what we're contending with. And that's why it's a deadly disease. How do you stop something you can't see?